This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, actually, fuck all that. We are returning with the Fantasy Football Happy Hour. We have not recorded in quite some time, Matthew Fox.
You haven't recorded in quite some time.
I said we because we have been together is what I was saying. Matthew Fox has been carrying the load for a long time. And with me trying to figure out life, love, and the pursuit of happiness, It's been a year off, but I sat down and talked to Fox and I was like, man, I got to get back in the thick of it. I'm ready to talk some football. And I figured what better way to talk football than just to talk about the most random things ever. And that's to talk about wins and losses way too fucking early in the season. As always, I'm joined by my good friend, my partner here, Mr. Matthew Fox. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm excited to be talking about, you know, wins and losses. We've had OTAs going. We're getting ever so close to training camp and then some actual games.
Yeah, it's not as far off as it sounds. You know what I mean? I think we're like, we're 3 months, I mean, 2 months away from the Hall of Fame game. You know what I mean? So like, that's all within the time frame of what we're talking here. But what I did was, is what actually Matthew Fox and I do is we have this NFL predictor website. We did a couple passes at it. The first time I did it, I was like, let's talk about that first. Like going through the predictor thing. Isn't it like, have you ever gone, like when I went through it the first couple times, even last couple years that we've done it, I look at it and I'm like, damn, that team's like 4-12. They're a really good team. Like sometimes, cause I just do it on my phone. Sometimes I lean heavily into the home team if I'm not sure who I think is going to win. What kind of strategy do you go into doing the predictions on there?
Yeah, you know, I've run it. So with the schedule release was what, May 15th? Mm-hmm. May 16th, I did it about 12 times. and then I've done it a few times since then. I have a general idea of what I'm looking for, you know, mm-hmm. on and of how I feel about these teams. But the thing I like about the predictor site we use is they just put in the actual matchups and the actual schedule. And so however good you think a team is, you're going through kind of week by week. And I am just honestly picking who I think is going to win in that matchup where we are in the season. And even though you might actually think a team is good on paper, they may not have a schedule that allows them to thrive and succeed. I'll go back once I'm done sometimes, like I did for the past that I'm going to use for this, and I will pop up individual schedules and I'll go back and look at the matchups and maybe make some adjustments based on how I think things might shake out.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting because sometimes, like you said, it's weird because you're in that boat of, oh man, on paper, this team looks good. But there is a lot of teams that have some really uneven schedules this year. And that's one of the more interesting things. There's a couple teams that are having to play late games that are all division heavy. Like one team I thought that I really liked going into the season. One team I kind of still do. I really like what the Tennessee Titans have done this offseason. And we're not talking about the AFC today. We're not even talking about the AFC this week. But it was just one team that I look at. But their schedule to start is pretty rough. And then, of course, they have all of the division games on the back half. It's just definitely weird seeing that. But you're right. As you start, you're not doing it per team. You're doing it per week. And that definitely does change the dynamic of how you're predicting stuff. But this episode, we are going to focus on the NFC East. Definitely a interesting division to look at from top to bottom. What we're going to do first is let's talk about your order, and then we'll talk about wins back and forth, and then we'll talk about what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the order we have them, then the wins, and then whether or not we're going to bet their over under in Vegas, because I think that's a nice little added touch here. So give me your order 4-1. Don't tell me wins and losses yet. Let's just go there first.
For the NFC East, so this is our predictions for where we think they're going to be in this season. So number one for me, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. Number two, the Dallas Cowboys. Number three, the Washington Commanders. And number four, the New York Giants.
I have the six, and that's the reason why I did it this way, because I was thinking about how I wanted to do this, because we normally kind of do like a back and forth thing, but I had a pretty good inkling that we went to the same boat here with the Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants. It's exactly how I have it as well. I do like what the Eagles have done this offseason. I do think a healthy Barkley is key and vital to hopefully picking some of those offensive woes and elevate the pressure off of Hurts. I do think with him coming back healthy 100%, lingering injuries last year. My question to you is how do you feel about the Cowboys heading into this season?
I still think the Cowboys are a decent team, but they definitely, you know, they're cap strapped. The way they went out in the playoffs last year wasn't great. You know, they worked so hard to win the East and get that high seed, and then they just got destroyed at home, you know. And then their defensive coordinator is gone now, you know. And I believe they brought in Mike Zimmer. I don't know, you know. It's Mike and Mike. Let me just double check. But the running game, you know, I like them bringing back. Ezekiel, I was right. It is Mike Zimmer. So it's McCarthy and Zimmer, basically. I was pretty sure it was Mike and Mike, but then I saw your face and I was like, I better check. They still have some pieces. I think they'll probably still be good enough to be in the wild card hunt, but yep. I was more bullish on the Cowboys the last 2 years than this year. You know, they have some potentially expiring contracts too with Dak and CeeDee Lamb. Does that get worked out? Do they decide they're going to kind of, you know, if they don't go to a Super Bowl, which I think is a stretch, it's pretty far.
I think they just clean compete out, right?
That's what I was going to say. I think that there's a very good possibility that they make a coaching change. They make all kinds of changes, and then we'll see where they end up going. Cause I think Jerry Jones is pretty agitated. People have been dumping on them a lot. I don't know if that's totally fair. Even ESPN flashed some graphic, you know, years since Dallas teams have been to a conference final, and like the Rangers and the Stars, and there was some, and the Mavs are all in there. And then they're like 28 years for Dallas.
Dude. It's become a punching bag, especially like you said, when the other teams in the area are starting to thrive and succeed, the Rangers, the Stars, and now again the Mavericks are in the finals. This is a team I was very uncertain of where I had them wins and losses wise. But let's dive into the Giants first. What do you have them record wise into this season?
I was surprised because I didn't think I hated them, you know, all that much, but I literally only have them sitting at 5-12 on this pass. And I think it's a combination of schedule, and I really don't like their offensive setup. And I don't know that their defense is incredible either. You know, a couple of years ago, they were a great darling story. Last year, the wheels really came off. I don't know that they've reached rock bottom yet, which is probably unfortunate for them.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, so I went through the schedule myself, and you were a lot more generous than I was, I think, with their win total. I bounced it off of two runs. I had them winning two games in one and three in the other. So I did not favor what the Giants have done this offseason. I think they are probably one of the worst teams in the league. I personally feel like they could be picking, not personally, I feel like, I mean, I think you might agree, they're probably picking top five next year, and they'll probably have a top
five. It tells, seven, you know, if you advance to all the way to the Super Bowl on that thing, it'll give you your draft order. So I actually have the Giants with the 8th overall pick.
Oh, okay.
I was honestly surprised. There were some teams that I knew I didn't think were good. There are some teams I was kind of surprised how far I'd have them down going through this. Giants were one of them. I was like, well, I knew I didn't think the Giants were great, but I thought, you know, maybe I thought they were better than this, but
maybe not. I guess my question to you now. All right. So the over under is sitting at 6.5 right now in Vegas. The over gets you +115. The under gets you -335. Would you, or would you not bet that over under for them?
Wait, what was their total over under?
6.5.
I'm taking the under.
Yeah, and see, the thing about it feels, is I was looking.
Go ahead. That feels pretty high. I think they only won like four games last year.
I was shocked. I mean, I'll be 100% honest with you. I was shocked with the number because to me, it felt like that was ridiculously high. I didn't think that this was a possibility of being that high, but it really is high to me. I would smash the over. And plus, -135 is not that high of a low of a number. I mean, you're probably getting $6 or $7 on $10 on that bet right there. So I'm smashing that as well. All right. A team that I found interesting when I did the simulation, both of us had them in third place, was the Washington Commanders. I had them at 7 wins and I had them at 8 wins. I went back and forth. It feels to me that they could be a team that if Dallas kind of falls off the wheels, it wouldn't surprise me if they maybe overachieve a little bit. I don't know how confident I quote unquote feel on that. You know what I mean? That's just me throwing a gut feeling out to them. Looking at their schedules, you know, it's a cupcake schedule kind of out the gate. If you really look at it, Tampa, Giants, Cincinnati, Arizona, Cleveland, Baltimore, Carolina, Chicago. I mean, that to me, there's a lot of winnable games. I just don't know if this team's going to win any games. You know what I mean? It's running out with a rookie quarterback. They've got some, but they have pieces that are decent enough to win some football games. I was around 7 or 8 wins for the Commanders. What about you, Fox?
I actually have them at 9 and 8.
Oh, damn. Well, see, I don't feel as dumb anymore now.
You made me. Yeah, there was a couple of young teams that I actually had not doing too badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised you said that. I'm glad we're on the so far. Now, we'll say this on the first episode of these. We're going to do one for each division. I'm sure we'll be on the opposite ends of the spectrum in several of these episodes. But right now, Fox and I are on the same page, which surprisingly say this now. Their over-under is set at the same exact number as the New York Giants at 6.5. -120 if you bet the over, +100 if you bet the under.
And I'm going to take the over, but I'm not saying it's a smash over. I might be a touch high at 9-8. A lot of it depends on how Jaden Daniels comes together, but they have Cliff Kingsbury and Anthony Lynn doing the offense. You know, their defense should improve with their head coach. So,
yeah, it's a bet that I'm staying away from. I hedge, you know, I've leaned slightly over, but it's one of those things that I wouldn't be surprised if this team wins 7, 8, 9 games, but also wouldn't be surprised if they just are terrible. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. All right. For the Dallas Cowboys, this number is unbelievable to me, but I have the Cowboys in the 9-10 win range. I had 9-1, winning 9 games in one and 10 in the other. What about you, Fox? Where do you have the Cowboys at?
I had them at 10-7.
Yeah.
You know, and they're also a team where if things don't break right, and, you know, I could see potentially too, if they had like a bad injury, being much worse.
Oh, for sure.
They have, I mean, no depth at running back. They maybe have depth at quarterback, depending on how much you believe Trey Lance has improved.
Is that still a thing? The only thing I think they have going for training camp, apparently. I'm sure he did. I think the only thing that they really have good for them is the fact that they're non-conference and the NFC is the NFC South. And I think that could be a bit of a dumpster fire for some parts of it. So I think that's one positive that they have. But yeah, they don't have an easy schedule at all, really. I mean, interdivision games are always hard for this team. So, all right, they're over under in Vegas is set at 10.5. I'm not going to touch it at all.
I'd probably take the under because I don't feel much, and it's not super confident, but I don't have much confidence. If their over under was 10 flat, that's a total stay away. But I think I feel pretty safe that they're not winning more than 10 games.
I could agree with that as well. I could agree with that. It scares me, but I'm not sure how I feel about that. All right, Philadelphia Eagles, where did you settle on them wins and losses?
I have them at 12-5.
Yeah. I had them 11-6, 12-5. That was my back and forth. Their over-under in Vegas right now is 10.5. What do you like? Do you like the over-under or do you?
Yeah, I would take the over because I feel fairly confident they get to at least 11 wins. So I will say I'm a little more conservative when I do this. In real life, we may end up with a team that has 13 wins. There's an outside chance a team hits 14. When I do these, I don't ever go over 12, and I don't ever usually have anyone below 3. I did end up with one team below 3 here. But, I mean, we've seen in the NFL a lot the last few years, almost everybody's coming back to a soft middle, and teams lose games you're not expecting. So 11, 12 wins is a pretty stellar season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 11, 12 wins, especially in my opinion, especially in the NFC, gets you a playoff spot, regardless of if it's you're winning your division. I think in this instance, the Eagles are probably going to win the division. But personally, I feel like, like I said, in this instance, you're winning the division, but like that's a playoff spot. I think you get the 10 wins, I think in the NFC, you're also probably winning the division or going to the playoffs in the NFC this year.
Yeah, I'm looking over this in the AFC. I don't have any teams that have 10 or more wins that miss. I do in the AFC.
I was trying to see if you could bet on the division. I'm trying to find it real quick. But I think the
NFC East is one of those where they haven't had a repeat division champion in a long time. The Cowboys won it last year, which I forgot about. I think the Eagles probably go back to winning it. I liked the additions of Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio to give them coordinators. Really like the pickup of Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles and pairing with what they have. They gave both receivers new contracts, so both those guys should be pretty pumped. You know, wide receiver 3 there, they're down to Paris Campbell, so could be better. But, you know, not too bad.
Division winner. There we go. Let's see. What do we got? I mean, you're getting plus money on the Eagles right now. I mean, plus 115, plus 130 on the Cowboys. I really like that. I really would bet that. I don't see, unless Jalen Hurts gets hurt, which is always a possibility, and something could happen in the next 2 months where Matthew and Fox and I redo these in there. We change our complete minds. We're found to do that.
It is June 2nd. Don't hold us to
it. It is June 2nd. But plus 115, you're going to plus money for the Eagles to win this division with the moves that they made this offseason. I love that quite a bit. So
I mean, the only potential – I don't think Washington can take that big of a leap. You know, getting to 8 or 9 wins would be pretty good for Dan Quinn's first year with Jaden Daniels in there. And I really don't see the Giants bouncing back. So it's them and Dallas. And yeah. Are you betting on the Cowboys?
Let me check the eight ball.
Signs point to no.
Exactly. All right, folks, that is it for the first of 4 NFC prediction shows for Fox and I. Stay tuned for our next episode. We're going to be tackling the West, the South, and the North over the next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to talk about it. We'll talk soon.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.